you have a boss, and if you have one or several employees, you're a middle manager. So own it. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with an author and leadership coach about how best to leverage middle management. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Whether it's medical or recreational, the marijuana industry is launching in a big way. Marijuana company stocks as a category are surging and have been this entire calendar year. Recreational marijuana became legal in California in January, and in October, it became legal in Canada. And a Canadian company is putting roots in California at scale.
We're fortunate to have acquired a large clinical medicinal cannabis clinic network in Canada in 2016. So we this is our physician-based cannabis clinics that offer education to every demographic.
Today, many cannabis manufacturers and cultivators are having a hard time creating safe and trusted products for the state of California. Since July 1st, nearly 20% of marijuana products have failed tests for potency and purity. Another sign of the efficacy of the marijuana industry is just who the players are. Big alcohol, big pharma, and big tobacco are all being disrupted. One example, Coca-Cola recently announced it was researching new marijuana-based beverage line. Here's my interview with the CEO of a marijuana producer and dispenser looking to grow.
Leif Pedersen. I am co-founder, president, and director of Seneva Inc.
Let's talk about Seneva. Let's get a working definition before we dive into some of the deeper questions. What is Seneva and how did it come to be?
Excellent. Seneva was founded in 2014. It was founded by myself and my partner, co-founder, Dr. Anthony Haller. Dr. Anthony Haller's background stemmed from large-scale flu vaccine manufacturing, built one of the largest flu vaccine manufacturing plants in the world, offering lower cost, higher quality flu vaccine at a fraction of the cost that was being offered in early 2000. So really our business model leverages that know-how, bringing it to a pioneering industry like cannabis.
Right. And Leith, did you start in Seneva in Canada and then migrate it to California?
Correct. In late 2014, when the medical cannabis program was shifting in Canada, we applied for a license in Canada at that time. We quickly learned that a lot of knowledge could be had from the U.S. medical cannabis market. So we focused our attention in the U.S. and California being the largest cannabis market in the world was where we landed and are building some of our largest greenhouses and projects.
And let's go to your scale because it is impressive. Tell us a little bit about the volume, if you will, or your product or units moved, that kind of thing. Let's get an understanding of your scale.
First, I just want to say that our focus is, again, to be one of the lowest cost, highest quality, vertically integrated cannabis producers, both in Canada and California. We find the key to ensuring safe, pesticide-free products is purpose-built, good manufacturing practices that are a certification you get for your facilities. Mm-hmm. So everything starts with that. Once you have that pillar in place, that then allows you to move up the vertical integration value chain. You know, it's very important. The market, I think, is really paying attention to those companies that have true seed to sale. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, that first stems from, you know, production to extractions to, you know, safe actual products to distribution and then to retail. So I think that's very important in our business model. That's what we're trying to achieve is the hardest part is to, you know, go through all of the construction and licensing to build these large-scale greenhouses. But that's also a very significant competitive advantage once you have that to then move up the supply chain.
What kind of testing does the marijuana market have to undergo as an industry?
You know, in Canada, it's very stringent. In California, testing requirements are stringent. They are starting to get enforced. You know, like any new industry, it takes some time to catch up. And have the, you know, the independent testing facilities to ensure that the safe product is coming to the market. But enforceability has commenced in California, and we feel that, you know, that is going to be a significant barrier to entry moving forward, simply because California at its current time is riddled with products with pesticides that aren't fit for human consumption. And that was just the old marketplace. What I like about this, and like everybody likes, is it's bringing safe products to the marketplace. Right. That's the key.
I was going to ask you about differentiation when it comes to being pesticide free, but it seems like you're already an incumbent in that space, and with your scale and with your sunk costs, sounds like you are very well positioned to be able to offer a low cost alternative. As part of your going to market, is it education? Where does that come in?
We're fortunate to have acquired a large clinical medicinal cannabis clinic network in Canada in 2016. So this is our physician-based cannabis clinics that offer education to every demographic of medicinal cannabis patient. So it's very important for us.
I thought of you as I was prepping for this interview. We went on the books for a couple of weeks, but I saw a headline that showed that Coca-Cola was thinking about cannabis beverages. And I thought to myself, I wonder if Leaf is positioned for that. And when you see the big, when you see a big, huge company like Coca-Cola come into your market a little bit, I wonder how you would respond to that and what your beverage opportunities are.
Again, just going back to Canada, you can take a lot of learnings of what's happening there. This marketplace, the cannabis market, has been disruptive to, the big three being big alcohol, big tobacco, and big pharma. And, you've seen all of those industries come into the marketplace in Canada. You've seen Constellation Brands with Canopy just recently. Mm-hmm. You've seen, you're hearing about Coca-Cola. You're seeing all of the big giants are coming in. And Canada currently provides with it being federally legal, allows these companies to come in. It's inevitable that these companies are keeping an eye on, obviously, the U.S., which is a much larger market, with a big focus on California being, currently being the largest market in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting seeing, what they're looking for when they come in. Most of these companies are very good at distribution and marketing and creating brands. Mm-hmm. What they are really looking for is scaled facilities so that they can have all the inputs to make those products. So knowing that, and also knowing that what we're building is providing safe products because it's a closed CGMP facility, mm-hmm. We're building a company for the success 10 years down the road. If someone happens to come in, we also understand that they would need to leverage these type of facilities in order to create market share for them in this marketplace.
Great. Leaf, thanks a lot for your time and good luck.
Okay.
That was Leaf Peterson. Leaf is president and co-founder of Seneva, a Canada-based marijuana company that has expanded its operation at scale into California. Leaf included this: "This is a watershed moment in Canadian and world history as Canada becomes the first G7 nation to end 80 years of prohibition and legalize recreational marijuana use." For links to Seneva and its pesticide-free approach to growing marijuana, please check the show notes that go with this week's show. You can find them at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the break, management from the middle. If you have a boss and one or more employees, well, regardless of your VP title or whatever, you're a middle manager.
The reason why I'm asking you what my team can do to serve your team isn't because I'm some noble person. It's because I know if I serve you and your team, if I help you be more successful, in turn, your team will help my team be successful, and we all win.
Leadership lessons are next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.